Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And today we're going to talk about everything you never knew you wanted to know about Australian drift.
Ooh, it sounds like Tokyo Drift. Like, are we driving cars? We're sliding sideways on the snow?
Inadvertently, possibly.
Oh.
This is something that was vaguely familiar to me, but once I started reading, I'm like, I never would have imagined. Australia sits on one of the fastest moving tectonic plates in the world. Every year, Australia moves approximately the length of one Danny DeVito, 1.5 meters.
Does it like the same direction?
Yes.
Or is it just like north?
Okay. It's wiggling around. No, it's heading north, northeast. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's not a meter and a half every year, but it's 7 centimeters every year.
Oh, okay.
Which is still, sorry. I apologize. It's a Danny DeVito every 20 years or so.
Damn, that's a long way.
I know.
That's 7 centimeters.
Seven centimeters. Yeah. That's a lot for a whole continent.
I need a ruler, though, because I'm like, I'm American.
I know. I know.
Where's my ruler?
Isn't it several inches? Now my brain can't remember.
7 centimeters is almost 3 inches.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
One finger.
Mm-hmm. The middle finger for sure.
Well, it is Australia. I would expect nothing less.
That's right. A gleefully raised middle finger.
Exactly. Oh, it's moving so fast. GPS can't keep up? What the heck?
That's exactly what we're going to talk about, which I'm like, well, that's fine. But it's totally not fine in this modern era. It was fine back in the era of the paper map. Like, everything on the map that was 200 miles away from each other was still 200 miles away. People were not using GPS. It did not matter that it wasn't quite where you expected it to be, because the people on the ship looked up and they're like, there's an island. And so it's fine. But in 1994, they had taken GPS readings, and then they've been doing new ones since then and hadn't made an adjustment since 2020. Who would even think that you'd need to adjust a continent's position? But like I said, it's moved a whole Danny DeVito, which doesn't seem like that much. But when you think about GPS positioning for things like you could be on the wrong side of the road, you could end up in the water instead. It could kind of complicate a lot of things, especially the person that wrote the article was saying in Google Maps, if you go looking, it'll trap you inside of a building or drown you in the lake or property boundaries. Actually, this is legit, because if they're using a GPS location and they took it in 1994 and they're using it now, you might like have almost 5 feet of somebody else's property, or they might almost have 5 feet of your property if they're using an old GPS. Like, there's actual legit reasons that this could be important, especially automated things like automated vehicles.
Oh my gosh. Yes, because if an autonomous vehicle is driving off of that old map.
Yeah, they're definitely going to land in the ocean or ram into a storefront.
Oh my gosh.
So in 2020, they decided it's time. Well, they decided before that, but 2020, New Year's Day was the day. And Dr. John Dawson was the director of positioning at Geoscience Australia, which is the federal government department supervising that fix. That'd be a weird job title. They're moving Australia. All right.
Okay.
Along with New South Wales Surveyor General. I want to be a Surveyor General.
Yeah.
I think I lack the precision. But Narelle Underwood supervised New South Wales jump, because they had to actually, like, there's a point where you have to tell all the computers, psych, it's actually here. So they had a 6-month rollout process. They were supposed to be done by June 2020. And I didn't find anything about like they crashed it or they failed. It's probably like anything. They were probably done by December. And now their position on the satellite on the Earth is in the proper place again. To a whole continent to move. Just that is a crazy thing to think about.
Yeah.
Because like Haystack Rock out in Cannon Beach, Oregon, that is still where it was.
Is it though?
I don't know now, actually. It may have moved a whole Danny DeVito in the past 20 years. I might not know, but I bet you the fishermen over years would notice.
Yeah. Wow, that is a lot of change since 1994.
Yeah, that's when they were basing their previous readings on that. They're like, well, I guess we ought to do something about this.
But that's only 18 years. It's moved 5 feet in 18 years.
Yeah. So then I wonder, well, they did their leap in 2020. Although, no, the articles, though, they're like in 2016. So it was like 22 years, 94 to 2016. Wow. In 2016, they're like, well, crud, we need to do something about this. And so they finally got to it in January of 2020. So is this now sort of like leap year? They're going to have like every 20, 25 years, they adjust the GPS 5 feet. They might. I'm curious.
Yeah. And wow, that's remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
That in 40 years, it could have moved 10 feet.
Which is like one and a third Shaquille O'Neal's. Mm-hmm. We're like a giraffe. Every 80 years, they move one giraffe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. A whole continent.
Yeah, that is, when I think about the scale of it, I'm like, oh, things move. But an entire continent, a whole landmass creeping along.
It's freaking me out. It's freaking me out a little. I don't. And that's also, is that on the Ring of Fire?
Oh, let's look. Because that was exactly where my brain was just going. Like, Hawaii is just constantly oozing. So it's growing, which is nice. But that's terrifying.
I tried looking it up and it's just like, here's where you live in Spokane. I can't find it for you.
It looks like it's creeping toward the Ring of Fire, if I'm looking at this correctly.
So it might be like a pushing generator sort of.
Yeah, if the tectonic plate is sort of shifting toward, if it's sort of being drawn in.
Huh. That's kind of fascinating just to think about when you think about the size of the planet. And it's like, if Australia moves 7 centimeters, does that move something volcanically so that, like you said, like Hawaii blows up or there's an earthquake in Japan, you know?
Yeah. And what is
it
happening?
It seems so far apart.
Yeah.
But it's so interconnected.
And is that Papua New Guinea above it? I'm looking at.
Yes.
Okay. I wonder. Yeah. Has anybody checked on them? Are they moving?
Are they okay?
Because they look pretty close on this map. And you would think that within that, and like, I wonder if other islands are moving and they haven't noticed it, or if it's just the particular plate.
Yeah. Like, is it because it's so singularly isolated? Now I have questions. Mm-hmm. Like, is everything moving? I don't like to think about the fact that the planet turns. That's just, you know,
yeah.
So like now that everything's moving, I don't like it.
No, exactly. Like, we know we're hurtling along through space, but we feel like everything underneath us is static.
Yeah, it's not.
No.
No.
Someday we're going to be on the coast is always my panic. I'm like, oh gosh. Because if you look at where the Ring of Fire is in the little illustration I'm looking at, it's going to take off the whole other half of Washington someday.
Oh yeah. Every time I'm over on that side, and I'm over there a lot, I'm thinking we are due for Mount Rainier to just blow her top.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I'm sure we all learned this in grade school, but I was reading about the different way volcanoes work, because is it Mauna Loa that's erupting right now?
Yes.
Mauna Loa is an oozer, and it's constantly, and it's because of the different viscosity and chemical, like, gaseousness
of the lava.
Yeah, whereas we have those great big exploders, so they're always oozing over in Hawaii, but we're gonna have a really fast catastrophic event here. They can see it coming like a horror movie. They're like the M. Night Shyamalan of volcanoes.
That's true. Well, and it's not a lot of lava. It's just water and steam and what's called a lahar. And so that's what happened with Mount St. Helens. It was like a, is that what it's called now that I've said
that? Good word. Is that Mauna Loa or like our volcano?
No, that's here. Our volcanoes do. Yeah, it's like, it's a mud flow.
Yeah.
It's a debris flow. Yeah. So it's just blowing rivers of mud and trees and they're fast.
Yes. Thank you for joining us in Trace and Amy Review Grade School Volcano Science. Yeah, ours is more fun.
Get yourself ready for a disaster.
That's right. Do not stay on the mountain, people.
No. Wow. You know, the last two we recorded, super happy.
I know, that's true. Well, this one was sort of like, it started out good, but it's gone downhill into like.
It did. It took a turn. I promise if you keep listening to more episodes that we do have a lot of funny ones.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get ridiculous again soon.
It will. The very next one we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
so
I'm excited.
So good. Yeah. So if you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also check us out at brainjunkpodcast.com. But wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. Check out our Instagram. We've got some fun science and history. I haven't been posting a lot lately, but it's the holidays and we're trying. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions that you want to send us. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And if you're not caught up in some sort of continental drift, I guarantee you will not be bored.